This is Vincent Price. One contracts for a house to be built, for grain to be shipped, for an aeroplane to be constructed, and so on. And one can also contract to take another person's life. Listen to this.
Yeah, I can hire somebody to bump off Kirkwood, but it'll cost you some dough.
How much?
Oh, like $5,000 or $10,000.
Well, which is it, Bayard, $5 or $10?
You make it sound like a dime store.
How much is it gonna cost?
Look, Mr. Ashland, I won't know for sure until I contact a hitman.
You know one?
Sure. His name's Cannon.
Cannon?
Good name for a trigger man, eh?
Cannon.
Milford Cannon. You sure you want me to contact him?
I want Kirkwood dead.
Enough to pay for it?
Enough. Has this Cannon done jobs for you before?
No.
How do you know he's any good?
He's good.
He won't go to the law.
He won't even know who's hiring him.
It's important my name be kept out of it.
He'll never be mentioned.
Well, how do I pay him?
Half when he's hired, half when Kirkwood is eliminated.
Well, go ahead, Bayard. Let me know how much Cannon wants for the job. $5 or $10. I'll sign a contract.
And that's just the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, The Contractor, by Ted Sherdeman. Our stars, Shepard Menken and Sidney Swire.
Milford Cannon lived in a small apartment in a neighborhood that was aggressively middle class. He was an avid gun collector and coincidentally made his living as a contractor. He let it be known to the various town mobs that he was a hitman available for hire. He didn't think of the 5 men he'd killed already. He thought of the first, but less of the second, and not at all of the third through the fifth. When you get used to something, you don't think of it much. And Cannon was used to doing what he did. So when the phone rang, he wasn't surprised by what he heard.
Hello.
Cannon?
Who wants to know?
This is Hartley Bayard. Is that you, Cannon?
Just a minute, I'll get him for you. You the guy that works for Ashland?
I got a job for you. You want it or not?
Yeah. How's the pay?
$3,500.
Ah, that was last year. Prices are up on everything.
Like how much?
Well, kind of depends on what you want me to do.
It's a contract.
Huh? On who?
First, what's your price?
Oh, $4,000, maybe $5,000.
Well, which is it, $4 or $5?
$4?
$2 down, $2 when the job's done.
Okay. Who?
Guy named Kirkwood.
Kirkwood. Never heard of him.
Don't matter. Is it a deal?
Yeah, okay. Where do I find him?
Kirkwood spends a good deal of time at the athletic club.
Kirkwood, athletic club, yeah. When do I get the first payment?
Tomorrow morning. Where shall we meet?
The refreshment stand at Smyrna Park.
Smyrna Park?
Yeah.
I'll have the money for you then.
He's all set, Mr. Ashland.
How much does Cannon want to do the job, Baird?
$10,000. $5 down, $5 when the job's done.
Kirkwood. Getting rid of him is worth it.
I'm to deliver the 5 to Cannon tomorrow morning.
And when am I going to be rid of Kirkwood?
By tomorrow night or the next day, Mr. Ashland.
Sooner the better.
The 5 G's, Mr. Ashland.
Oh, yeah. Here. Hey, you don't have to count it, Bayard. It's all there.
Yeah, this must be the refreshment stand he mentioned. It's the only stand in Smyrna Park. And it's not open. Fine thing. Hitman doesn't show up. course, he didn't mention any special time. Just morning is all. Well, it's 10 o'clock now, and I haven't seen a soul. I wish the stand was open. I could use a cup of coffee. Hey, wait a minute. Is that him? Is your name Cannon?
Who wants to know?
Hartley Bayard.
Cannon.
I brought the money.
Show me.
$2,000, you said. It's all there.
I don't count too fast.
Finished now?
This is only a down payment, you know.
I know. Two now, two when the job's done.
This Kirkwood guy, he's in the DA's office.
That's right.
And if the newspapers are right, he might put your boss away for a long time.
Your only interest is getting rid of Kirkwood.
Well, if I'd have known for sure you worked for Ashland, my fee would have been double.
You agreed to take a contract on Kirkwood for $4,000.
No, look, I don't go back on my word, Bayard.
Okay. As I told you, you can find Kirkwood at the athletic club. He likes to play squash.
That's no place to waste a guy. On a squash court?
I don't care where you do it. I only told you where you can see the target.
Okay.
When?
When what?
When are you going to do it?
Oh, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
I got to tell my boss when.
It'll be in a day or two.
I told my boss you'd deliver soon.
Well, just have the other $2,000 waiting for me, okay? Right here. As for your boss, he can read about it in the paper when it happens.
So I can read about it in the papers when it happens.
Cannon said he'd do it in a day or two.
By that time, the whole world will know I'm guilty.
I tried to pin him down, Mr. Ashland.
You tried. You struck out.
He said maybe it'd be today or tomorrow.
Well, it better be. I want Kirkwood out of the picture now. If you don't know a good hit man, I'll find somebody who does.
Look, Mr. Ashland, these things take time.
Yeah, meanwhile, Kirkwood is painting me into a corner I can't get out of. Nobody can get me out of it.
The judge will declare it a mistrial when Kirkwood fails to show up.
If Kirkwood fails to show up.
Cannon don't miss, Mr. Ashland. Not on his contracts.
$2,000. Well, it's time you got to the supermarket, Milford. It's time to stock up on everything, including ammo. I better decide first what I'm going to use. He said the athletic club. Kirkwood likes to play squash. Maybe I should stop there first and see what the target looks like. And I can stop at the supermarket on the way back. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Is that Mr. Kirkwood there?
No, he won't get here until after quarter's out.
When's that?
About 3 or 4.
You okay if I watch till he shows up?
Oh, sure. Hey, nice play there.
Hey, you really chewed him up.
No, why not? He's a gangster. We got the dope on him.
Shut up. Dope on him.
Okay, it's your serve.
Well, that's Mr. Kirkwood there.
Yeah, which one?
Don't you know him?
Not by sight, no.
Oh, there, the white-haired man.
Hey, good
boy. That old codger?
He may have white hair, but he's spry as a 20-year-old. Hey, good shot.
The other one, who's he?
A pigeon Kirkwood challenge from the looks of it.
Hey, he's good.
Kirkwood, one of the best.
Who's the best one?
Well, I've seen all I need to see.
Oh, you're going?
Oh, yeah. I gotta get to the supermarket.
Milford Cannon, hitman, has seen his target, a white-haired man named Kirkwood, who is a demon at playing squash. But now, with $2,000 in his pocket, Cannon is en route to the neighborhood supermarket to stock up. On the way, he reviews what gun he will select to fulfill his contract. He settles on a .357 Magnum he's been wanting to use ever since he bought it. He wonders whether he should make his victim squirm a little before delivering the lethal shot or just finish him off clean and easy. He decides the best course is the latter. A guy like Kirkwood won't squirm much, so it's better to finish him off clean and easy. There's less chance of being caught that way, too. He puts the contract out of his mind as he fills the shopping cart in the supermarket. He buys more than he intended because he finds himself following a lady with beautiful legs. She's a bit fat in the hips, but she has legs that won't quit and a face that's really beautiful. Cannon follows her all the way to the check stand and then finds another shopper has squeezed in behind her. So he has to take a different check stand.
That'll be $44.33.
I can remember when the bill was about 20 bucks.
So can I. Well, here's your change. $5.67.
Thanks.
You lose something, sir?
No. Just looking around. You know that lady?
Which lady?
At the next check stand.
No.
Well, night.
Night, sir.
Oh, no.
Look what you made me do.
I'm sorry.
The milk. It's going all over the place.
Oh.
Why don't you watch where you're going?
I'll help you.
You've already done enough.
Oh.
Bumping into me like that, making me drop a sack.
Look. Please let me help you, will you?
The milk. It's running into everything.
Well, you know the old saying.
What old saying?
No use crying over spilled milk.
Very funny. It's not your milk.
Look, I'm... Oh. This is very hard for me, but let me make this up to you, huh?
How do you make up for what you've done?
Well... You could have dinner with me.
Dinner with you?
Yeah, I'm a good cook. A chef, almost. Look, I'd be pleased to prepare dinner for you, huh?
Are you trying to pick me up?
Well, no.
I saw you eyeing me at the check stand.
Well, yeah, I was just trying to avoid bumping carts, that's all.
You were eyeing me.
Well... Frankly, I was, yes.
And you bumped into me on purpose?
No. That was an accident. Honest.
Did you mean it?
What?
About inviting me for dinner.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, I did.
At your place?
Well, we can go somewhere else if you'd like.
Let's go to your place.
Oh, I'll fix you a terrific meal.
On one condition.
What's that?
Only dinner.
After you, madam.
This is where you live?
Yep. Welcome to my abode, or flat, or whatever you call it.
I'd call it a junk heap.
What'd you say?
Nothing. I guess you live here alone?
You guessed right. Make yourself at home while I fix dinner.
You know, we don't even know each other's name.
Oh, I'm Milford Cannon.
I'm Roxana Ellesmere.
Uh-huh.
At least that was my married name. Ellesmere.
Oh, you're a widow?
No, I'm a divorcee. Dirty clothes, magazines all over the place. You've been living alone too long, Milford.
Yeah. Just throw them any old place, eh? Roxana. Wow. What a beautiful name.
Thank you. I know. I'll clean up this place while you fix dinner.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Yes, it is. I'll clean while you cook.
Well, that wasn't part of the deal, Roxana.
It is if I want to sit down.
I'm fixing veal piccata, Roxana.
That's nice, Milton.
That's veal with lemon slices.
I know. I haven't had it for years.
And potato au gratin and snap beans, okay?
Sounds wonderful.
I have the salad plates in the fridge so they'll get nice and cold.
What kind of salad, Milton?
Oh,
just sliced tomatoes on lettuce leaves, but I have a wonderful Japanese dressing made of rice vinegar and sake to pour on.
There, I'm through. Smells delicious what you're doing. Where did you learn to cook?
From books. Living alone and all, you know. Well, I had to do something.
I suppose so. Well, what do you think, Milford?
About what?
Should I use my married name, Ellesmere? I was married to a real drip.
Oh, yeah? For how long?
Less than a year. It was the pits. What I want to know is, should I use Ellesmere or my own name before I became a bride?
Well, that's up to you, you know. What was your name before?
Kirkwood. Oh, you dropped a plate. Here, let me clean it up.
What did you say?
I said I'd clean it up. Is there a dustpan and a broom in this place?
Yeah. Here. What name did you say?
Kirkwood.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought that's what you said.
I moved in with my folks right after the divorce. Should I use Ellesmere or Kirkwood? You dropped another plate. It's really delicious, Milford.
Thanks, Roxana. Oh, oh, what a beautiful name.
Thanks. You're not eating much.
Yeah. That's the way it is with cooks, you know.
Ha! You've never seen a really thin chef, have you?
Well, some of them are, you know.
You didn't answer me yet.
About what?
About whether I should change my name back to Kirkwood or keep on using Ellesmere.
Well, you know, that depends.
On what?
Well, what does your father do?
So he's a lawyer with the DA's office now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the last honest lawyer you'll ever meet.
Oh, boy. Why should I meet him?
You never know when you'll need a good lawyer, and an honest one. These tomatoes with that dressing are really delicious.
Thank you.
Everything is delicious.
Thank you again.
What do you do for a living?
What?
You just don't sit around reading those magazines about guns.
Oh.
Maybe that's the reason.
The reason for what?
Why you have so many. I was busy cleaning up, and I put your shirts from the laundry in one of the drawers. I had to open a few drawers, and they were filled with guns.
Yeah.
Why so many?
Well, I'm a hunter.
With a handgun?
Well, why not?
You mean you hunt and shoot animals?
Yep.
With handguns?
Well, you know, I carry a handgun to protect myself from, snakes and things like that, you know.
But I counted at least 8 of them. And I saw no rifle.
Oh, well, my hunting rifle's at the gunsmith's right now. It's getting fixed, see?
That must be the reason.
Reason for what?
You are a classic victim.
Victim? Of what?
Of the ads in all those magazines. You are an advertising writer's dream. You buy whatever the ad is selling.
Oh, well, maybe so. But only if it's guns or ammunition.
Right, that's the reason. Aren't you going to answer your phone?
Oh, it'll stop ringing eventually.
You could stop it from ringing by answering it.
All right. Hello.
Cannon?
Who wants to know?
I know it's you. What are you doing sitting around home?
Who wants to know?
My boss wants to know when you're filling that contract on Kirkwood.
Why is he so anxious?
Come on, Cannon. He's got 2 G's invested, and he'll pay another 2 when you deliver.
Like I said, he can read about it in the paper. So, I answered the phone, Roxana.
Yep.
I'd like to meet your father.
You would? Honest?
Honest.
Was that what that phone call was all about? I mean, are you mixed up in it? Do you have a case for my father? Do you need a good lawyer?
No, I don't think so, no.
That heel I was married to, he never once met my father. And here on our first time together, you asked to meet him. That does it.
Does what?
I'm not going to use that creep's lousy name anymore. I'm changing it back to Kirkwood.
Milford Cannon is romantically smitten by the daughter of the man he's contracted to kill. What is he to do? Cannon tries to reason. Roxana Kirkwood will get over the death of her father in time, or will she? And what of Cannon? Will he ever be able to look at her glorious face again, knowing that he wasted her father? And he's already been paid $2,000 as a down payment for the job. Not only that, but he must purchase a rifle right away to make good on his story of hunting game. But he's never hunted a wild animal in his life. In spite of his gloomy thoughts, Milford Cannon, being a creature of habit, sits in his car across from the athletic club. He sees the white-haired target come out and start to go to his car. Cannon has the .357 Magnum out of its shoulder holster, and he aims the gun at Kirkwood's back.
What the... I never did that before. Hello.
You filled your contract yet, Cannon?
Who's this, Bayard?
Who are you expecting?
Well, a funny thing happened.
I'm listening.
Well, I had a little bad luck.
Like what?
I was sitting in my car across from the athletic club, and the target showed up, as I expected, and, I forgot to load the piece.
You what?
Look, it could happen to anybody, Bayard.
You forgot to... Oh, boy, I've heard everything.
So I forgot. It was a new rod and a...
Look, Cannon, you got $2,000 already.
I know all about that. And another two and the job is done. I'll do it. Maybe tonight.
You will if you want that fourth foul. My boss doesn't take kindly to people who welch on him.
Who's welching? It was an accident.
Which you'll meet with if you don't deliver. Goodbye, Cannon.
What's that supposed to mean? Bayard? Bayard! Hey, he couldn't have had time to call back. Hello?
Milford?
Oh, it's Roxana.
I've got something to tell you. You'll be at the apartment for a while?
Why?
I'll be right over.
Then I'll wait for as long as it takes.
I'm leaving now. This is important.
Roxana? Roxana? And to think... If I'd have been talking to that creep Bayard, all my Roxana would have gotten is a busy signal. I love that name. Roxana. Oh, is that...
Roxana.
My one and only.
It's too important to talk about on the phone.
What?
That's why I had to see you.
Well, I'm glad.
Do you know what my father found out?
No.
It was during the trial, this morning. An assistant found out, or investigator or somebody. You ready for this?
For what?
Ashland has put out a contract on my father's life.
Oh, come again?
I said that Ashland is...
Oh, I heard you.
And he refuses to worry about it.
Who?
My father.
Oh.
The man who's behind it has already paid $5,000 to some hitman with another $5,000 after that, when the job's done.
Come again with those figures.
$5 down and $5 when my father is dead.
No, it's $2 down and $2 more when your father's dead.
No, $5 and $5. How do you know?
Oh, well, I'm just guessing. I was never much good at math, you see.
My father isn't the least bit worried.
Does he know who the guy is?
What guy?
The hitman.
No, the investigator didn't know that, but he knew Ashland had contracted for my father's life.
Yeah, and how much he'd pay?
$5 and $5, not $2 and $2.
Well, how'd he find out?
I don't know. I have a favor to ask of you, Milford.
Oh, anything, Roxana.
It's not a very big one because you've got lots of them.
Yeah, but lots of what?
Guns.
Oh.
The favor is... I want you to protect my father.
You want me to...
You've got handguns, and you know how to use them,
well,
don't you?
Yeah, I know how, but...
It's very simple, really. Until this blows over and the police catch the hitman, you protect my father.
Now, how... What... I can't... You're not serious, are you?
All you'd have to do is stay on the front porch of the house. Please, Milford. For me?
Hey. You are serious. Oh, my.
Oh, it's hard to believe. What a stupid bunch. Yeah. Yeah, I'll see you in court tomorrow morning. Yeah, bye-bye. You know what my lawyer just told me.
Well, how would I know?
That lousy Kirkwood. How does he do it?
How does he do what?
My lawyer just told me the DA's office, the police, and Kirkwood know I got a contract out on him.
No.
And what I paid to have Kirkwood wasted.
What? What you paid?
They know everything but the trigger man's name. The $5,000 down payment, the $5,000 when the job is done, everything.
How did they find out?
A good question, Bayard. How did they?
But, Mr. Ashland, you don't think I... Hey, put away that gun.
Who'd you go to first, Bayon? The DA's office or the police?
I went to neither one. I didn't. Why should I?
Yeah. Why should you?
If it had been me, I'd have given them the name of the hitman, too, wouldn't I?
Why didn't you, Bayon?
I had nothing to do with him finding out, honest.
Funny thing, but I believe you.
You know, I've always told you the truth, Mr. Ashland, about everything.
I came down from my room to say goodnight, Milford.
Ah, you look beautiful, Roxanna.
Because I feel secure. You've got a gun?
Yeah, right here in its shoulder holster.
I feel real secure now. You on the porch here guarding my father inside?
Well, you know, it's not exactly necessary. The joint is crawling with cops.
That's not the point. I know they're inside and outside the house, but your being here on the front porch, well, it comforts me. I know you'll keep him safe.
Yeah, well, what makes you so sure, Roxanna?
Because I know you love me and want me to be happy.
Oh, yeah, I sure do. But what if the gorilla, the trigger man, gets to Kirkwood, to your father, in spite of everything? He might, you know.
I'd still have you to love.
Good night, Roxanna.
Good night, Bill.
Love your name, Roxanna. Even if I went inside and dusted off Kirkwood, it'd be a cinch to get caught with so many cops around. Oh, boy, then I'd fry for sure. And how about that Bayard who paid me only $2,000 instead of the $5,000 he got? That means he's already made $3,000 on cash that he was supposed to pay me. Hey, maybe I'm hitting the wrong guy. Oh, who's this coming?
Put up the gun. I'm a detective.
Oh, yeah? How do I know?
My name's Kenton. My wallet's in my hip pocket.
Well, don't reach, Freddy. You're dead.
Then how do I prove who and what I am?
Turn around real slow and keep your hands high. Okay. I got the wallet.
Yeah.
Hey, you are a cop, and your name is Kenton.
I said I was.
Well, I had to make sure, didn't I?
Can I put my hands down now?
Yeah. It's all right with me.
You can put your gun away now.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, here's your wallet.
Yeah, thanks. That's a fancy shoulder holster.
Hey, thank you.
And a mighty fancy handgun. .357?
.357 Magnum.
What are you doing here?
The same as you, keeping an eye out for Mr. Kirkwood.
At his request?
No. Roxanna's.
Who?
Roxanna. She's his daughter.
Oh, moonlighting, huh?
What?
Extra job, huh?
From what?
From your regular employment. You were a security guard?
Oh, yeah. Well, I am now.
Well, where'd you work?
Hey, what is this, the third degree?
You got a license to carry that gun?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Answer the question.
Well, sure.
Show me.
Well, I don't carry it on me.
Where is it?
It's home. Home, that's where it is.
Where do you live?
Look, I don't know what you're doing.
Relieving you with that gun. Now we'll go to your home and you'll show me the license you got to carry a concealed weapon, or my guns have to go off.
Vincent Price again, and here's the fourth act of The Contractor.
I've been thinking.
About Kirkwood, no doubt.
Yeah, Kirkwood. And that hitman, Cannon, that we hired to erase him. I've been thinking it'd be foolish if anything happened to Kirkwood now.
What?
Well, Kirkwood knows he's a marked man. How much was paid for the job on him? Call it off.
Call it off?
You heard me, Baird.
But what if Cannon's already done it?
That's not likely we'd have heard about it. Call it off.
You're out some dough already.
So I lost 5,000 bucks before. This way I'm saving 5 G's.
Oh, I don't know.
I said call Kirkwood's death off. You get on the phone, contact the hitman, call off the deal. I don't want to risk it now.
But the way Kirkwood's been going, you can get 20 years.
Yeah, but I won't be tried for murder, which is what it'll be if anything happens to Kirkwood.
I'll try.
You do it. Tonight.
My apartment's right at the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm. After you.
It's locked. I always keep it locked.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
After you, sir?
No, after you.
You don't have to keep pointing that gun at me. I was just trying to be polite.
Now the license.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the license. Where did I put that thing?
Well, I suggest you start with the desk. This is a desk, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a desk, yes. More a chest of drawers.
Well?
Oh, well, I'll look for it. Must be here someplace.
I'll be glad to help.
No. I'll find it. It's got to be here someplace.
Long drawer, huh?
Yeah. Let me think.
Maybe you haven't got a license.
Oh, I've got it all right. I'm just wondering where I put it. Do you have to keep pointing that gun at me all the time?
Until you produce the license. Only until then. You see, I don't like to take chances.
Can't you take my word for it?
Nope.
Hmm. Well, let's try this one. Not there.
You closed that drawer awfully fast.
Well, there's nothing there, honest.
What have we here? Don't move.
There's nothing in there.
Only a Smith & Wesson. Let's see, this is an outdoorsman, 38. And what is this?
Oh, that's French made. It fires an 8mm shell. When you can get them.
I see, it's hammerless and has a fold-down trigger.
Yeah, you see, I'm sort of a collector.
And so I see.
And I do a lot of hunting.
Mm-hmm. Where are the rifles?
Well, I only have one. It's at the gunsmith's. It's being repaired.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with all these handguns?
Well, I carry one when I go hunting, with my rifle.
I see. You got a copy of your hunting license?
No. Do they give you one?
As a rule.
Well, what do you think of that?
You want to look some more, or you just want to go down to the station with me? You want to answer that?
Huh? Oh, yeah, if it's all right with you.
Then do so.
Yeah. Hello?
Cannon?
Yeah.
I tried to get you earlier.
Yeah, I was out.
My boss has changed his mind.
Yeah? About what?
You're not to erase Kirkwood. The deal is off. Got that?
You mean it?
I do. The contract is off.
What about the... Oh, okay. Huh. What do they do to guys who carry guns without a license? I mean, who can't find their license?
Well, if there's a record of you having one, nothing. If no license was ever issued, it's a felony.
A felony? That means that...
Yeah, depending on who you are, you could get a minimum of 1 year in a state prison.
Hello?
Roxana?
Yes, who's this?
Milford.
Oh, where are you?
Well, that's sort of hard to explain.
You're not on the porch guarding my father.
Oh, no, not now.
Well, where are you?
Roxana, you'll never believe this.
Try me.
I'm at police headquarters.
Where?
Well, you see, I didn't have a license, and the law picked me up. I told you the place was crawling with cops.
Milford, where are you?
At the jailhouse.
What did you do?
I told you already, I didn't have a license to carry a gun.
But I thought... Oh, dear.
Roxana?
Yes, Milford?
I need a lawyer.
I'll wake up my father. He'll be right down. And I'll come with him. But one thing, Milford.
What?
You must tell my father everything.
Everything?
Everything. He's honest, and he only handles honest clients.
Well, after I got the job, I met your daughter, and, well, I guess I fell in love with her.
Oh, Milford.
Well, anyway, I was standing guard on your front porch when this flat...
Officer, if you don't mind.
Excuse me, sir. This officer came up and asked if I had a license to carry the gun I had.
And he didn't have one, sir, and none had been issued. We even went back to his apartment, and I found 7 or 8 other handguns in a chest of drawers.
Just as I did, Milford.
Well, I told him I used them when I went hunting.
That's what you told me.
I never hunted wild game or anything, Mr. Kirkwood. I don't even own a rifle.
That figures.
Then when Roxanna told me about Mr. Ashland paying $5,000 plus another $5,000 when you cashed in your chips... I only got $2,000, Mr. Kirkwood.
And after Mr. Kirkwood's demise?
Another $2,000. I've got about $1,200 left from the first $2,000.
You were going to shoot my father?
No, I couldn't, Roxanna. Not after I fell in love with you.
That's why you said $2,200 when I said $5,500.
Yeah. The guy named Bayard stood to make more out of the caper than I did. 6 to my 4. And he was just a messenger boy. Oh, you know, you can't trust anybody anymore.
Well, Mr. Kirkwood, looks like we got your hit, man.
Very interesting.
What is, Mr. Ashland?
Well, according to the morning newspaper, your hitman, Milford Cannon, was picked up by the police.
Cannon?
A misdemeanor charge has been filed against him. Guess who's defending him?
Well, how would I know?
Mr. Kirkwood.
Did Cannon talk?
All the paper says is that he was paid $2,000 as a down payment.
Two?
But you took 5 from me. Where's the other 3, Baird?
Why, he lied. I gave him 5.
Your face gives you away, Baird. You gave him 2.
Put up that gun, Mr. Ashland. I wouldn't cheat you.
$3,000, Baird.
You'll be up for murder if that goes off.
$3,000?
All right. Here's the $3,000. You see? I'm counting it out for you.
As for being up for murder, it depends on whether they ever find your body. Boys, give him a cement overcoat and drop him in the river, will you?
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, The Contractor, was written by Ted Sherdeman and produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Vincent Price. Our stars were Shepard Menken and Sidney Swire. Featured in the cast were Jack Crucian, Norman Alden, Byron Kane, and Carol Bilger. The music for Radio Theater was composed and conducted by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
This is Cicely Tyson. Join us tomorrow when I'll have another story that illustrates one of love's many faces.